Coach, a pleasure as always. Thank you.
Yeah, Jordan, I appreciate it.
Yeah, there's been a lot of baseball played, which is something out of the norm for us, at least over the last couple of months here, over the last few days. We can start by talking about last night's game, Coach. A road contest with American Leadership Academy. Carbon comes out on top, 18-4, moves to 3-0 in region play. And I know that these are games that you expect to win, but winning a game and expecting to win a game are two different things. So right now the team is unbeaten in region play, and I guess you couldn't ask for much more at this point.
No, you know, that's where we want to be after three region games. Like you said, I expect to win these games. Hopefully, you know, my team expects to win these games when they step on the field, with no matter who they're playing. But, you know, like you said, there's been a lot of ball played the last week or two. I mean, unfortunate, the first month of the season or 3 weeks of the season, that wasn't the case because of weather. And so we're still trying to get caught up with all that. But, a big win yesterday in region, like you said, puts us 3-0. I mean, we still have a lot of things we're trying to work on and figure stuff out still, you know, hopefully before we get to the end of the region season and face a good JUAB and a good Union team and then move on to the state playoffs. But happy with the win yesterday, but not satisfied. You know, I tell my kids that every day. And of course, I don't think they ever think I'm happy, but, I'm always looking for something to improve on, and they just need to understand that. I mean, you know, a team like ALA is a team that, you know, really doesn't push us to get better, and there's times when we get lazy. We got lazy yesterday and gave them four runs in one inning when, you know, we really shouldn't have, and I want my team to learn from those mistakes and from that, you know, kind of lack of focus that we really can't do. You know, we can't do that with better teams. Better teams are definitely going to beat us and take advantage of that, and we're not going to be able to overcome those mistakes against, you know, the better teams in the state. And so we're still trying to work on how to figure out not having a lull in our game and playing down to competition sometimes. But, happy to be 3-0 in region, that's for sure.
Offensively in this game, things worked very, very well. A lot of extra base hits. I'm trying to think off the top of my head if I can remember, Coach. I believe it was nine extra base hits.
Probably somewhere between 7 and 9. Yeah, I know Ty Anderson had 3 triples himself. We had a couple guys with 2 doubles apiece. We 17 hits yesterday. We swung the bat. I mean, I can't ask our guys to do much more than that. There was a couple innings when I didn't think we had the focus at the plate and didn't have some good at bats. And I kind of challenged my guys, and I think the second, third inning somewhere in there, and said, you know, if we're going to go up and not have a quality at bat, then I'm going to put you on the bench and we're going to have somebody else step in and see if they can have a quality at bat, because I just thought we kind of got lazy at the plate also. But, you know, I thought the guys picked up their focus at the plate, and, you know, I'll take 17 hits in any game that we play. I very easily think we should have had probably 25, but again, that's me not being satisfied with what we're doing and always looking to be better. And that's what I want my team to. I want to have the same mentality as I do, that we should be looking to get better on everything we do, every day that we do it. And if we do that, you know, we're going to be successful and accomplish the goals we have set.
2 wins last week against Providence Hall. As we just talked about, a blowout win last night against American Leadership Academy. Coach, out of the 3 games that you guys have played within the region, you had mentioned to me that you felt the best that this team has played all year was a Saturday loss to Westlake, which was 4-3. You thought that was the best performance that this team has had all season.
Yeah, we got a couple non-region games in last week that we made up. We traveled up to UVU on Saturday, played Westlake and Orem. You know, extremely big schools. Westlake is a 6A school. You're talking 3,500 kids, their coach told me. You know, a program that, you know, hasn't necessarily been a powerhouse in baseball, but they're playing well this year and doing better things with their program. And I thought we played it, you know, like I said, our best game of the season against them. It was a 4-3 loss. And again, I don't like to lose ball games, but there's a lot that, you know, you can learn in games. And I thought we played very good defense. We had a great pitching performance from Nathan Richens for, you know, 4.5 innings, which is all I asked out of him. We just didn't get, you know, enough runs produced for him. Had an opportunity to win the ball game in the bottom of the 7th inning with guys on base and, just had a fly out to the outfield instead of a single. You know, I mean, ball game can swing on one play. But I thought for 7 innings, you know, we played great defense. Our pitching was good. You know, it may not have been our best hitting performance, but, we faced a lot better pitchers than we're seeing in some of our region games too. And so I just thought it was an all-around better game for us. You know, unfortunately for us, we followed up with a game right after that against Orem that, you know, I thought might have been one of our worst games we played. And that's what we're just trying to figure out with this year's team and having a lot of younger guys playing and a lot of older guys. I mean, we kind of have a mixture of seniors and freshmen right now, and the juniors and sophomores are kind of sporadic and filling in here and there. So it's older and younger, really. Yeah, we're just trying to get some stuff figured out. I mean, we can't go out and give our best effort and turn around and give a poor effort. It's not how you get better every day. And so I was really disappointed in the loss with Orem. I think we got beat 7 or 8-0. We, you know, faced a little left-handed pitcher who did a great job keeping us off balance, but we just didn't swing the bats real well. Had some errors, had some walks, at, you know, from our pitchers that we just can't do. And, you know, before you know it, you're down a few runs and you're not playing well. But, you know, at least we bounced back yesterday and get a region win and played, you know, I don't know if we played much better, but, you know, we'll take that win. But, no, we're just trying to figure it out still. Having all of our games canceled so early in the season didn't give us a chance to really get a lot of game at-bats and a lot of game, you know, practice that I call it. And it's kind of showed to this point in the season. I think we're behind where I would want us to be. But if we continue to work hard, you know, hopefully we can be where we need to be by the end of the year.
Again, we're being joined right now by manager Jeff Cincinnatus of the Carbondale baseball team. Coach, one of the things that I love about baseball, it's a specialty sport. And what I mean by that is it's so different than, say, basketball. Sure, you have kids that are playing positions, but typically you want to fill the five best basketball players that you have. Baseball, it seems it's always more like a puzzle. And you and I were talking off the air about Adrian Sanchez. It's a kid that was dynamic his sophomore season, and we really had expectations for him to be maybe an ace, maybe the number one starter his senior year. That's not the case, but again, with it being a specialty sport, it's fair to say he's found his niche coming out of the bullpen.
Yeah, we talked with Adrian a little bit. I mean, he struggled last year. We had him in that starter role. Just couldn't get quality starts out of him. We tried to start him this year at the beginning of the season, and again, just, you know, some guys are just not built to be a starting pitcher. Some are built to be a middle guy or a reliever or whatever it is, and, you know, people who know baseball know what I'm talking about, and you don't really think you have guys at the high school level that, you know, they're just a closer or a middle guy or just a starter. You just think they can all just pitch whenever you want them to. But it's a mentality. And right now I think Adrian's mentality is he's more comfortable coming in, honestly, with guys on base and being in that situation where he needs to come in and get you out of trouble and get you out of a jam. And maybe it's just a more of a focus for him than starting a game with nobody on and no score or whatever it is. But the last two outings, Adrian has really done a great job for us on the mound. He came in yesterday in a situation where, you know, guys were on base and we had no outs, and he got a, you know, he got us out of a jam and did the same thing, you know, in the last game against Providence Hall that he pitched in. And I've been really pleased with his last two outings, and we want to build on those outings. And I'm not saying that Adrian's not going to start a game for us in the future. I mean, he's willing to do whatever it is that our team needs, and that's what I want him to do. But right now, I'm really happy with his role coming out of the bullpen, and it seemed to help him in all of his aspects of his game. He swung the bat better the last, you know, two or three games for us, and maybe it's just that he's more relaxed knowing that that's his role. But whatever it is, I'm extremely pleased with what he's doing for us right now. And, you know, and a lot of our guys are finding their niche and what they're doing. You know, we mentioned Nathan Richens, how well he pitched for us against Westlake. You know, we're going to rely on him to do things for us. We've talked about some of our freshmen. Keaton Rich had a great outing against Providence Hall last week. And, you know, he struggled a little bit at the plate yesterday. And, you know, kind of sat him down and said, you know, we're going to give somebody else a chance. And you got to know that every day you got to bring your best game to the ballpark. And I don't want these guys to get, you know, you want them to be comfortable but not comfortable. And I hopefully that makes some sense. But, you know, when you get comfortable, sometimes you get lazy and you get complacent and you just think, you know, you just have to show up. And that's not the case. We've got to show up every day and work hard and be, you know, be comfortable with what we're doing, that we can do the job, you know, have the confidence for it. But, you know, I don't want us to be lazy and things like that. But, you know, Jordan Fawcett has swung the bat really well as a freshman for us, too. He's kind of in that DH role right now for us. He's come off the mound and thrown some decent innings for us, and we're going to need him to do that. Braxton Bennett's been doing a really good job as a starter for us on the mound, and you know, some guys are starting to pick up their bats. Anthony Jones has really swung it well, tied the last couple games. So, you know, we're finding our niche a little bit and what our role is on our team, and hopefully we're accepting that role and we're ready to move forward and you know, tackle whatever obstacles put in front of us.
A couple more games this week, Coach. Tomorrow, it's a makeup game against Provo at home. It's going to be pretty much the first true home game of the season for the team. And then you guys will follow that up on Friday with another contest against American Leadership Academy. That game is also at home. So a couple of opportunities for people to get out and watch some baseball at Ernie Gardner Field and Helper.
Yeah. It's our younger guys have played some home games in Helper so far. And you know, and not to mention them, they've been doing a great job. Our freshman and sophomore team, I think right now is 5-1. They split a doubleheader with Tooele yesterday. They've really played some good baseball, and I like what they're doing. And you know, that freshman group that's there, and a couple of the sophomores are really doing a good job. And I want them to, you know, keep working hard. The varsity got to play at the college field last Friday because of weather. So this is our first true home varsity JV game tomorrow with another big school in Provo who's playing really well this year. Probably, you know, a better team than they've had in the past couple years, and we haven't really played well against them the last couple years. So hopefully our first home game tomorrow, we put it together and we get better. And again, regardless of the score tomorrow, this is another opportunity for my guys to face better pitching, better hitting, better defense, and just get better. You know, to move forward in region play, and then we'll be at home with ALA on Friday. So 3:30 starts in Helper the next 2 days. You know, we want everybody to come out. Hopefully the weather, you know, holds up and is decent. Again, we never know what we're going to get around here, but what you do know is you're going to get a chance to come out and watch some good baseball with our team. We're going to play hard and hopefully continue to work hard and get better. And, you know, I encourage everybody to come out and support us the next couple of days.
Coach, it's always fun to get you on and talk a little bit about the team. Best of luck over the next 2 days, and I'm sure we'll catch up again next week.
Appreciate it, Jordan. I want to also throw out our camp again. We're still trying to look for a date in April when we can make up our team camp and hopefully get the young guys back out there. And so hopefully sometime there in the middle of April when we know the weather is going to be, you know, in better shape and we get a break in our region play that we can get our team camp back out there. So we'll try and keep people informed on that date and hopefully give you at least a week or two heads up on when that'll be. But it's always good to get on the radio. I appreciate it, and we'll get back in hopefully next week.
Looking forward to it, Coach. Thank you.
Thanks.